JCPenney is trying to buy more time. The question is, for what? It's the Business News headlines for Friday, the 19th day of July. Thanks, as always, for being with us. A year ago, President Trump said his trade war with China would force companies to leave that country and come to the United States. Well, he was half right. Divorce rates for people over 50 are skyrocketing, and the result is a major loss of wealth. Those stories and more, along with our Friday Fun Unit from City View Magazine, stuff to do in the Des Moines Metro, with Jeff Pitts and Trevor Babcock. Expect only fun. But the business news headlines are next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease. Hey, it is the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Thanks for coming by. Well, people familiar with this story say that JCPenney has hired some advisors in an attempt to restructure the ailing retail company. The 117-year-old department store chain's moves represent a high-stakes attempt to get its financial house in order before cash coffers dwindle and its debt, now totaling roughly $4 billion, comes due in the next couple of years. While JCPenney has more than $1.5 billion available under a revolving credit line, investors have continued to sell off the retailer's shares in response to financial losses. Its credit rating is in deep junk territory, increasing its borrowing costs. Sources say that JCPenney has held discussions with lawyers and investment bankers who specialize in advising troubled companies on debt restructurings and other financial workouts. The retailer, which employs 95,000 people and operates more than 860 stores, is exploring options that could include raising additional cash or negotiating with creditors to push out debt maturities. Stay tuned. Hey, if you like what you hear, go ahead and subscribe. Also, you want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at @IOB_NewsHour. Me. You can find me on Twitter as well. I'm at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, more than a year ago, President Trump said that his tough stance with China would force companies to leave that nation and set up shop here in the United States. Well, a year later, we can report that he was half right. The Washington Post is reporting that more than 50 multinational corporations have announced plans to move manufacturing out of China or are considering to do so. Apple, Google, Nintendo, Dell, among others, are trying to avoid the import penalties on $250 billion of Chinese goods. But rather than move their operations to the United States, as Mr. Trump urged, many of these companies are aiming to rebuild their supply chains abroad, primarily in Southeast Asia. A July survey from the Quality Control and Supply Chain Auditor, QIMA, QIMA, showed that demand for Chinese-based inspections from the U.S. companies had fallen 13% in the first half of this year. In the same window, overall demand for inspections in Southeast Asia jumped by 34%. That means, of course, more imports coming from Southeast Asia ports than from China. And, for example, Apple is setting its sights on Southeast Asia, with India and Vietnam being the front runners for iPhone production. The company said it will soon start trial production of AirPods in Vietnam, which could be a precursor for mass production there. Well, we found this statistic to be newsworthy, and it deals with divorce. Millions of Americans are now splitting up in middle age. The rate of divorce after age 50 has doubled in the United States since 1990. And that has some major implications in many areas. First of all, there are few things that are more devastating than divorce. Even the very wealthy can find it financially draining, emotionally harrowing, and just plain messy. Academic studies also document serious health effects. A 2009 paper noted that recently separated or divorced adults have higher resting blood pressure. And last year, a German study found that divorce led to considerable weight gain over time, especially in men. And then there is a wave of research out there that suggests splitting up after age 50, often called a gray divorce, may be particularly hazardous to your emotional and financial health, far worse than doing so at younger ages. Studies indicate that as more and more baby boomers end marriages, sometimes for the second or third time, they're wrecking their finances on unprecedented scales. Not only do savings and assets get hit by a 50% reduction, wages and a quality of life are also impacted. Researchers found that when women divorce after age 50, their standard of living, get this, plunges by 45%. That's about double the decline found in previous research on younger divorced women. Older men see their standard of living drop by 21% after a divorce. The economic effects of gray divorce on women can be, in a word, brutal. Get this, gray divorced women aged 63 and older face a poverty rate of nearly 27%, compared with 11% for gray divorced men and only about 3% for couples who stayed married or remarried after a divorce. Well, let's talk about workers and bosses and spies. Oh, my. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that employers at big companies have found new tools to snoop on their workers' texts, emails, chats, and meetings. Dozens of new workplace analytics tools have come into use following advances in artificial technology, natural language processing technology, and companies don't always reveal what they are tracking. Proponents say that such data sharing can allow managers to better spot problem employees, wasted time, and high performers. However, others who are concerned that the tools might be used unfairly to breach trust and privacy. So the question is, are your business communications, your actions, whatever you're doing at work, are they being monitored? And the question is, do you know? All right, because it's Friday, we know that you want to know stuff about what to do in the Des Moines Metro. So you're just a click away from Trevor Babcock and Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine. With their list, we've got all kinds of things going on. Music, sports, farmers markets, and some serious conversation about... No, wait. Forget that. Don't expect much seriousness here at all. Click through for some time with City View and stuff to do in the Des Moines Metro.